Welcome to another installment of the Tolkien Professor Middle English Series, a small series of recordings designed to assist students following along with the Fairy and Fantasy course that I am podcasting this spring. In this episode, I give the complete text of the poem Sir Orfeo in Middle English. You can find a link to the text of this poem on the Fairy and Fantasy class homepage that I made on my website.
Sir Orfeo, edited by Anne Liskaya and Eve Salisbury. Way raideth oft in fiendethy rita, and these clerkes well it weeta, liars that been in harping, binny fund of fairly thing, some baith of ware, and some of woe, and some of joy and mirth or so, and some of treachery and of gila, of old aventures that fell wheela, and some of bourges and ribaudy, and many there baith of fiery. Of all things that men saith, maist o' love forsoth they baith. In Britannia these liars were rocked, firsty fund and forthy brocked, of aventures that fell bedias, whereof Bretons mocked here liars. When king is meeked oor I hair, of any marvailes that there were, they token an harp and glay and gama, and mocked a lie, and gaffet a nama. Nu of this aventures that were any falla, I can tell some, ac nocht alla, ac herkneth Lord Ingus that been true, I chill you tell of Sir Orfeo. Orfeo maist of anything loved the glay of harping. Sicker was every good harpoor of him to have mich honour. Himself he learned for to harp, and laid thereon his wittes sharp. He learned so there nothing was a better harper in no place. In all the world was no man bore that on his Orfeo sat before, and he meeked of his harping hair, but he showed thencha that he were in one of the joys of paradise, switch melody in his harping is. Orfeo was a king in England, and hey lording, a stalwart man and hardy bow, large and courteous he was also. His father was common of King Pluto, and his mother of King Juno. That some team were as good as he hold, for aventures that they did and told. This king sojourned in Thraciens, that was a city of noble defence, for Winchester was clapped though, Thraciens withouten no. The king had a queen of priests, that was y clepid Dam Herodes, the fairest lady for the nones, that meeked gone on body and bonus, full of love and godenisa, ac no man may tell her fairnisa. Befell so in the commissing of May, when Mirian hot is the day, and away baith winter shures, and every field is full of flures, and blossom a brame on every buch, over all waxeth Mirianucht. This Ichequain, Dam Herodes, took two maidens of priests, and went in an undrentide, to ply be an orchard seed, to say the flures spread in spring, and to hear the fooles sing. Thy set him doon all three, under a fair impetre, and well sown this fair aquaina fell on sleep upon the graina. The maidens durst her nocht a waka, but let her liege and rest a taka. So she sleepa till after nona, that under tida was all idona. Ach, as soon as she gan a waka, she creed and loathly bear gan maka. She frotted her honden and her feta, and cratched her visage, it blade weight. Her rich robe he all toret, and was revived out of her wit. The twa maidens her beseeda, no durst with her, no linga beeda. But oorn to the palace full reeked, and told both a squeer and knicht, that her quain away de wolde, and bad him go and here at holde. Knicht is oorn in levities also, damosel 60 and more, in the orchard to the quain here come, and her up in her arm is noma, and brought her to bed at the last, and held her there a fina faste, ach ever she held in o cree, and wolde up, and a wee.
When Orfeo heard that teeding, never was him nas worse for nothing. He come with knicht his tane to chambre reeked before the quain, and beheld and said with great pity, O leif leif, what is tay that ever yet hast been so stille, and new greatest wonder shille?
the body that was so wheaty core, with the Niles is all to tore. Alas, the road that was so red is all wan as thou were dead, and also thine fingers smaller, baith all bloody and all pale. Alas, the lovesome eye and toe looketh so man doth on his foe. Ah, dama, each beseech a mercy. Let bane all this rueful cree, and tell me what they is, and who, and what thing may they help new. Though lay she still at a last, and gone to wape a swither fast, and said thus the king to, Alas, me lord, Sir Orfeo, saithen we fierce to gidder ware, honour's wrath never way ne'er, but ever each have I loved they, as me lief, and so thou may. Ac nu we mote dale in a tow, do thee best, for e mote go. Alas, quoth he, forlorn each am, whither will to go, and to wham? Whither thou goest, e chill with thee, and whither e go, thou shalt with me. Nay, nay, sir, that knock nice, e chill they tell all who it is. As each lie this under tide, and sleep under our orchard seed, there come to me two fair knechtes, welly armed all to rectes, and bade me common and hieing, and spake with her lord the king. And each answer that word is bold, e durst knocked, no e nolde. Thy pricked o yen, as they meek drive, though come her king. Also believe, with an 100 knechtes and more, and damosels an 100 also, all on snowy wheat estates, as wheat as milk where her wades, e no seich never yet before, so fair a creature as e core. The king had a croon on head, it nas of silver, no of gold red, ach it was of a precious stone, as bright as the sun it shone. And as soon as he to me come, Woldich, Noldich, he may nam, and madame may with him reader upon a palfrey be his seeder, and brought me to his palace, well attired in each wise, and shewed me castles and tours, rivers, forests, frith with flores, and his richest stades each on, and saithen may brought oyen home into ur owen orchard, and said to me thus afterward,
Look, dama, to morrow that to bay reeked hair under this impetre, and than thou shalt with us go, and live with us evermore. And if thou makest us illet, where thou be, thou worst effet, and tortora thine limizala, that nothing helpeth they nor shall, and they thou best so to torn, yet thou worst with us I born.
When King Orfeo heard this case, Oh, way, quoth he, alas, alas, lever may were too late me leaf than thus to lays the quain me weef. He asked counsel at each man, ach no man him help no can. A morwa the undertide is come, and Orfeo hath his armes enom, and well 1000 knechtes with him, each e armed stout and grim, and with the quain went and he reeked unto that impetre. Thy mad sheltrom on each a seed, and side thy wold there abide, and dear there every john, ere the quain should from him gone. Ach yet, amid his hem full reeked, the quain was away itwicked, with fiery forthy nome. Men wist never where she was become, though was there crying, wape, and woe. The king unto his chamber is go, and oft swan it upon the stone, and mad a switch diol and switch a moan, that nech his leafa was he spent. There was none amendment. He clapped together his baroons, earls, lords of renowns, and when they all e common were, Lord Ingus, he said, before you hear each ordainy mean he steward, to wit me kingdom afterward. In me stead a ben he shall to caper me londes over all. For new each have a me quainy lore, the fairest levity that ever was bore, never eft e nil no woman say. Into wilderness each ill tae, and live there evermore, with wilde beastes in halters hoare. And when ye understand that e be spent, make you then a parliament, and chase you a newer king. Nu doth your best with all me thing.
Though was there weeping in the halla, and grey decree among Hemala, Onetha meeked old or young, for weeping spake a word with tongue. They knailed a doon ally fair, and pried him if his will aware, that he no shoulder knocked from him go. Do we, quoth he, it shall be so. All his kingdom he forsoke, but a sclaven on him he toke. He no had a kirtle, no hoda, shirt, nay no nother goda, but his harp he took algata, and did him barfoot oot at agata. No man most with him go. Oh, why, what there was wape and woe, when he that had been king with croon went so poverleach out of tune. Thurth ward and over heatha into the wilderness he gaeth. Nothing he feint that him is ice, but ever he liveth in great malice. He that had he weared the foo and grease, and on bed the purper beast, knew on hard heatha he leath, with laves and grace he him wreath. He that had had castles and tours, river, forest, freeth with floors, knew they had commenced to snoo and fraser, this king mought mark his bed in mazer. He that had he had knictes of priests, before him knaland and levides, knew saith he nothing that him leaketh, but weild a warmes be him streaketh. He that had he had plenty of mate and drink of each dainty, knew may he all day dig in rota ere he fiend his fill of rota. In summer he liveth be weild of fraught, and burying but god a lite. In winter may he nothing fiend. In winter may he nothing fiend, but rota, grasses, and the rinda. All his body was away dwina, for misise, and all tochina. Lord, wha may tell o' the sore, this king suffered 10 year and more. His hair of his beard, black and rue, to his girdle stayed was grew. His harp, whereon was all his glay, he hid in an halwa tray, and when the weather was clear and breeked, he took his harp to him well reeked, and harped at his own wheel. Into all the wold the soon gan Sheila, that all the wilde bastes that there baith, for joy abooten him thy taith, and all the fools that there were, come and sate on each a brere, to hear his harping afina. So meech a melody was therein, and one hay his harping later wold, no beast be him a beeder nold. He micht say him besiedes, oft in hot under tides, the king of fiery with his root, come to hunt him all about, with dim cree and blowing, and hundes also with him berking, ak no baste thy no noma, no never he nist whither they become, and other wheel he micht him say, as great ost be him tay, well atourned 10 hundred knictes, each e armed to his rictes, of countenance stout and fierce, with many displayed banners, and each his sword e draw a hold, ach never he nist wither thy wold. And other wheel he say other thing, knictes and levities come dancing, in quaint a tear, geesily, quaint pass and softly, tabours and trumpes yeade hem be, and all manner minstrelsy. And on a day he saith him beside 60 levities on horse reed, gentle and jolly as breed on rees, knocked all man among us hem their niece, and each a falcon on hound bearer, and reading on a hawken be o rivera. Of gama they found a well goed hound, mallards, hyroon, and cormorant. The fools of the water ariseth, the falconers hem well deviseth, each falcon his prey slough, that say Orfeo and Luf. Parfait, quoth he, there is fair gama, thither each ill be god as nama, each was he one switcher work to say. He arose, and thither gan te. To a levity he was he come, beheld, and hath well under Noma, and saith be all thing that it is, his own quain, Dam Herodis. Yearn he beheld her, and she him ache, ak neither to other a word ne spake, for messias that she on him saith, that had been so rich and so haich, the tares fell out of her eich, and other levities this I saith, and maked her away to reade, she mosta with him no langer abide. Alas, quoth he, nu is me woe, we nil death nu may slow. Alas, wretche, that e no micht dia nu after this sicht. Alas, to long last me lief, when e no dar nocht with me weef, no he to me, o word spake. Alas, we nil mean hert break. Parfait, quoth he, teed what be teed, whither so these levities read, the selva way each ill stretcher, of leaf ne death may no wretcher. His sclavine he dada on also spak, and hang his harp upon his back, and had well god will to gone, he no spared neither stub ne stone, in at rocher the levities readeth, and he after, and nucht abideth.
When he was in the rochy go, well a 3 mile other mo, he come into a fair country, as bricked so sun on summer's day, smooth and plain and all greener, hilla no dala nas there noni sena, amid the land a castle he seech, rich and real and wonder hech, all the utmost wall was clear and sheen as crystal, on 100 tours there were about, de Giselich and Batailed stoot. The Butras come out of the ditch of red gold yarched richer. The Vusur was a vued all of each manner divers aumal. Within there were weed awoners, all of precious stones. The worst pillar on to behold was all of burnished gold. All that land was ever licht, for when it should be thirk and nicht, the richest stone is licht gone, as bricked as doth at nona the sauna. No man may tell, no thencher in thocht, the richer work that there was wrought. Be all thing him think that it is, the prude court of paradise. In this castell the levities are licht, he walled in after, if he micht. Orfeo knocketh at a gatter. The porter was ready thereat, and asked what he wold have he do. Parfait, quoth he, ich am a minstrel, lo, to solace thee, lord, with me glay, if his sweet will obey. The porter undid the gat anon, and let him into the castle gone. Then he gan behold about all, and saith ligey and within the wall of folk that were thither y brucht, and thuchte deda, and nara nucht. Some stode withouten hada, and some non armes nada, and some thurch the body had a wounda, and some lay woda, ibunda, and some armed on horse seta, and some astrangled as they ate, and some were in water adraint, and some with fear all forshraint. Weavers there lay on childe bed, some dead and some awed, and wonder fell their lie besieders, reeked as they sleepe her under tides, each was thus in this world enoma, with fiery thither e coma. There he saith his owen weef, Dama Herodis, his life leaf, sleepe under an impet tray, be her clothes, he knew that it was hay. And when he had behold these marvels all, he went into the king's hall. Then saith he there a samely sicht, a tabernacle blissful and bricht, and therein her maister king sate, and her queen fair and sweete. Her croonis, her clothes sheena so bricht, that o neither beholder he him micht. When he had a beholden all that thing, he knelled adoon before the king. O Lord, he saith, if it thee will aware, me minstrelsy thou shusty hair. The king answered, what man art thou that art hither y common new? Each no known that is with me, no sent never after they. Sethen that each here regni gan, e no fond never so full a hardy man, that hither to us durst wende, but that each him wild off sende.
Lord, quoth he, true a full well, e nam but a pover menstrel, and sir, it is the manner of us, to seech a mania lord is hus, thy way nucht welcome no bay, yet way mot proffery forth ur glay. Before the king he sat adoon, and took his herp so merry of soon, and tempereth his herp as he well can, and blissful notes he there gana, that all that in the palace were, come to him for to hear, and ligeth adoon to his fete, him thinketh his melody so sweet. The king hearkneth, and sit full stilla, to hear his glay he hath god willa. God boorde he had of his glay, the richer quain also had he. When he had a stint his harping, then said to him the king,
Menstrel, me leaketh well thee glay. Nu ask of me what it be, large leech it shall they pie, nu spake, and to michta sigh.
Sir, he said, each beseech a they, that tu woldest give a me that each levity breaked on blay that sleepeth under the impich ray.
Nay, quoth the king, that nocte nere, a sorry couple of you it were, for thou art lane rue and blacha, and she is lovesome withouten lack, a loathlich thing it were for thee to sayn here in thee company.
O sir, said he, gentle king, yet were it a well fooler thing to hear a lazing of thee mouth. So, sir, as ye said, nuth, what each wold ask he have he should, and need as thou must thee word hold.
The king said, Saithen it is so, tak here be the hond and go, of here chill that thou be bleathe.
He knelled adoon, and thunked him swither. His weef he took be the hond, and dead him swither out of that londa, and went him out of that theda, reeked as he come, the why he yeda. So long he hath the way in Oma, to Winchester he is he come, that was his own city, ak no man knew that it was he, ne further than the tuna's ende, for knew a lecher, ne durst he wende. But with a beggar, he built full narwa, there he took his hair barwa, to him and to his own weef, as a minstrel of poor leaf, and asked tidings of that land, and wha the kingdom held in hond. The poor beggar in his cota told him ever each a grot, who her quain was stole away, 10 year gone with fiery, and who her king in exile yede, but no man neist in which a theda, and who the steward the land gone hold, and other money thingers him told. A morwa, o yai nona tida, he maked his weef there abida, the beggar's clothes he borrowed anon, and hang his harp his ridge upon, and went him into that cite, that men meeked him behold and say, earls and barons bold, burreis and levities him gun behold. Lo, they said, switch a man, who long the hair hungeth him upon, lo, who his beard hungeth to his knee, he is he clungen also a tray. And as he yede in the straite, with his steward he gan mete, and lewd he set on him a crea, Sir steward, he said, mercy, each am an harpoor of heathenisse, help me nu in this distresse. The steward said, Come with me, come, of that each ava thou shalt have some, ever each good harpoor is welcome me to, for me lord is love, Sir Orfeo. In the castle the steward sat at mate, and many lording was be him sate. There were trumpoors and tabourers, harpoors fela and crudeers, mitch a melody they maked alla, and Orfeo sat still in the halla, and hearkneth. When they bin all stilla, he took his harp in temperate shilla, the blissfullest notes he harped there, that ever any man he heard with air. Each man leaked well his glay. The steward beheld, and gan he say, and knew the harp als bleve. Minstrel, he said, so mot thou thrive, where hadst thou this harp, and who? I pray that thou may tell a new.
Lord, quoth he, in uncouth theda, thurth the wilderness as I yede, there I found in a dala, with leons a man to torn smala, and wolves him freighte with teeth so sharp. Be him I found this each harp. Well, 10 year it is he go.
Oh, quoth the steward, no may is woe, that was me lord, Sir Orfeo. Alas, wretcher, what shall he do, that have switch a lordy lore? Ah, way that each was he bore, that him was so hard grassy yarked, and so veal a death he marked. A doon he fell a swoon to groond. His barons him took up in that stoond, and telleth him who it gaith. It is no boat of man is death. King Orfeo knew well be than his steward was a true a man, and loved him as he auch to do, and stont up, and sate thus, Lo, steward, hearkne nu this thing. If each were Orfeo the king, and had he suffered full yore in wilderness much a sore, and had he won me quain o we out of the land of fiery, and had he broke the levity hender, reeked hair to the tunis ender, and with a beggar hair enoma, and where meself hither e coma, poverleach to they thus stilla, for to a sigh thee go de willa, and each founder they thus true, thou no shouldst it never rue. Sickerleach for love or I, thou shouldst be king after me die, and if thou of me death hadst been bleather, thou shouldst have voided also sweether. And although that therein sate, that it was King Orfeo under yeta, and the steward him well knew, over and over the board he threw, and fell adoon to his fate, so did ever each lord that there sate, and all they said at O crying, yea, baith our lord, sir, and our king, glad they were of his leave. To chambre they lad him, alls believe, and bathed him, and shaved his beard, and tired him as a king apert, and saithen with great procession, they brought the quain unto the tune, with all manner minstrelsy. Lord, there was great melody, for joy thy wipe with her eich, that hem so soon of common seich, new King Orfeo, new coroond is, and his quain, Dame Herodes, and lived long afterward, and Sethin king was the steward. Harpers in Bretagne after than heard who this marvile began, and mad her of a lie of godly king, and nempned it after the king. That lay Orfeo is he hot. God is the lie, sweet is the note. Thus come Sir Orfeo out of his car. God grant us all well to fare.
Amen.
Check back soon for the next poem in our class, Sir Launfal. Thanks for listening, and Godspeed.